Christine about her magical trip, wonderful trip that happened. I haven't been to Peru. You just did this amazing trip to Peru. And you'd been to Peru before.
Right? Yes, this is my third time, to Lima.
Well, you liked Lima a lot, and I know you've gone there, but a lot of times you've gone and just stayed in Lima, right, and not gone to Machu Picchu, or am I mistaken?
Well, the first time I went with Shirley, Ron's mm-hmm. wife, my neighbor, and we kind of did a little mileage run thing, you know, to
get your nut in miles. I know that one.
And that was a fun trip. We were there 3 nights and stayed at the JW Marriott uh-huh. in Miraflores and had a fantastic time.
Yeah.
Then the next time I was with Garrett, we had taken our cruise from Papeete to Lima and then spent the night at the JW Marriott, then flew to Ecuador and then on to the Galapagos.
That was an amazing trip, yeah. That was on which air? Was that Oceania?
That was Oceania.
Oceania, yeah.
Yes.
So this time, now for those just a reference that don't know Christine personally, but everyone knows Christine, her son is Garrett. Her son is brilliant, really just an amazing young man, just brilliant, really. I you've got an ideal son. And he really was involved in this, and you were going with not only you and your husband, Fred, but Garrett and his partner, what's his name?
Kevin.
So this has been planned for a while, and Garrett, because I think partly because he's on the East Coast and involved in a very high-end corporate job, is a foodie.
He's a foodie,
and he's used to very high-end things and stuff. So he knows, I think he got this trait from you, Christine, where he made some real complete advance plans for this trip.
Yes.
And rather high-end, dare we say high-end? High-end.
Michelin star.
Michelin star.
You know, top 40 restaurants in the world.
Yeah. So we can say high-end.
Yes.
So let's go the itinerary. You left here. Of course it was United because you did make 1K this year, didn't you?
I did.
You did, okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's harder than ever. And it's going to get harder next year. But we're not going to get
it.
But you went here and you left and there was a storm and you did hit Denver in the middle of a snowstorm, didn't
right.
you?
Right. Yeah. However, okay, so my routing was Maui to Denver,
mm-hmm.
Denver to Houston, and Houston to Lima. So mm-hmm. Houston to Lima is like 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And the great news is Denver, they are prepared. You know, they
know snow.
De-icing, everything is just like clockwork for mm-hmm. them. So really, we had no delays.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It was fabulous. The delay came at Lima Airport. Little did we know when we arrived that evening, so you will arrive like about midnight. So we arrived and we spent about 2.5 hours in immigration.
That's a long time when you're tired at the end of a long flight.
Okay, little did we know that Saturday was the equivalent of their Super Bowl in what football, their soccer.
Oh my gosh.
So it was the Brazil team, the professional team, against Argentina.
Oh, my gosh.
So we were with thousands of fans.
Oh, my
and
gosh, flying in for that.
In line, and they are singing and shouting. It was quite exciting.
Gosh.
No fights.
And there was no expedited line you could get through on this one.
Not when you have thousands of people. It's like Super Bowl.
Oh, my
really.
Gosh.
You know, arriving the Thursday night, and the game is Saturday.
Wow.
So anyway.
So you didn't get to your hotel till about, what?
2:30, 3.
Wow.
Well, the good news, I say, you know, you have a lemon, you make lemonade, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was very blessed. So I was in line with these thousands of people, and so, you know me, I like to talk story. I started talking to this gentleman, and he was alone, and Fred was, you know, a couple people behind. And so we had this great conversation. Well, he was the one that lived in Chicago that his passport
wasn't.
Oh, right,
that nightmare, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, 5 days short of 6 months. So His family had arrived the day before.
Mm.
And his father is from Lima. However, he is a doctor in Houston. So anyway, Sebastian, he said, well, the good news is I got my passport and I got to fly over in business class.
Oh, that's good.
And he didn't, you know, so he was happy. So we were in line now. We're talking over 2 hours.
Wow.
And the line is moving so slowly. Anyway, so we're talking and know about his family, everything. Oh, anyway, so what happened was I had booked a car to pick us up at the airport, you know, to take us.
And the person was waiting all that time?
No, he left. He left.
Oh, no.
So meanwhile, I get in touch with Viator and they said, no, the driver left.
Oh,
I said, well, you know, it's like chaos. It's crazy. So I asked, well, Sebastian said his driver was there. So I said, Sebastian, can I pay your driver to take us to our hotel after he drops you off? Well, it comes out, turns out it was his car and his driver.
Oh, gosh.
So to make a long story short, he let us go into his van.
Oh, nice.
And his driver dropped us off at the JW Marriott.
Oh,
Cindy.
And now the Marriott is on the ocean.
In Mira, Florida, is correct.
And tell me, I mean, I really have never been there. That's on the West Coast or East Coast?
Oh, that's, you mean of Peru?
Which side of the, I don't know, it's on the West Coast.
Right.
Right. And you're there, you get your room and check in by about 3:30?
Correct.
In the morning?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And you did go to sleep. And that usually, you're not going to stay up at that, so I hope you got a long sleep. And then what'd you do on your first day?
Okay, so on the first day, I actually had to leave the next day to fly to Cusco.
Mm-hmm.
And the car was picking us up at 4:30 a.m.
No.
So I could not have my breakfast for the next day, so I had my breakfast Saturday instead. And anyway, with the room, it was massage was included for
nice.
Two people. So we had massage, and we went to the local shopping mall, La Comar, which is absolutely beautiful. Walked right across the street. Well, my boots, I lost the heel off of a boot.
Oh, my.
And I have wide feet. So anyway, Fred said, well, we just go and buy you a new boot. Well, it's not that easy. So I asked the concierge, you know, it's kind of embarrassing. He said, you know, I lost the heel off of my boot. So when you walk, it's uneven and it makes a terrible sound. And I said, is there a shoe repair place I can take it to? He says, let me make a phone call. Well, he made a phone call. He said, okay, leave your boots with me. I think maybe.
Those boots weren't made for walking.
No. And 4 hours later, uh-huh. I got my boots back.
Oh, that's great.
With a new heel, polished.
Aw.
Do you know how much it cost me, Cindy? This gentleman.
$25?
20 soles.
Uh-huh, that's great.
Yeah.
Soles is how much?
$6.
Oh, that's amazing.
To pick up, deliver, and anyway, so.
Well, we only have a few minutes left.
I'm sorry.
Let's talk about the trip.
Okay. So, wait, I have to do a shout out.
Okay.
Cindy Wada, my sister.
Hi, Cindy.
Her birthday's Sunday.
Happy birthday.
She's going to be
a Sagittarius.
I don't know. She's, what is 64
minus?
You
don't
minus,
go telling people on the air about someone's age.
All right. Anyway, happy birthday, Cindy. Okay. So, we flew to Cusco. Now, when you arrive in Cusco, the elevation is quite high. And what is it? 11,000 feet. And
high, yeah.
Luckily, I did bring some Diamox. So we did
that
take.
That helps with altitude.
Yes. Yeah. And then the hotel we checked into, they had the coca leaf tea. And it was really fabulous.
Is it drinkable?
Yes.
It's not bad.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So
do you get high off it?
No,
okay.
I didn't get high off of it. So then,
from this coca plant, same plant this cocaine from.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So this hotel was the Antigua Casona San Blas Hotel. And in the evening, they have hot water bottles in the bed. They have a fabulous breakfast made to order, whoever's rancheros, burrito, pancakes, french toast. And so we went to Sacsayhuaman, which sexy woman is ruins, that day. Then the next day, Monday, we had a 7 a.m. pickup. Oh, and then Garrett had arranged this guide. So the guide actually met us in Lima and, well, no, I'm sorry, in Cusco at the airport. And he was with us every time. So he got, we had a 9-passenger van with a driver. So he would pick us up at the hotel.
Now, where is Cusco in relationship to Machu Picchu?
Okay, Cusco is, 80 kilometers south
of Machu Picchu.
East, yeah, of Machu Picchu.
And it's at a, how many feet? 11,000?
Cusco?
Yeah.
Cusco, yes.
11,000, okay.
And Machu Picchu is lower.
Oh, okay. This is good to remember because a lot of people think Machu Picchu is higher, but Cusco's higher than Machu Picchu.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Cusco and is, so it's a good place to come into because you're kind of acclimated.
Do most people who go to Machu Picchu also go to Cusco?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's where you fly into.
Okay.
And then we took the Hiram Bingham train, which is the luxury.
That's a famous luxury train, huh?
Yes.
What's that like?
Oh, wow. You talk about luxury. They have open bar. They have this beautiful observatory car.
Oh.
It's open air, musicians.
Oh, my gosh.
Unlimited bar, fine dining. And
oh my gosh,
it's very luxurious.
But how long a train ride is it?
It was about 3.5 hours.
Oh,
and
how nice.
It's the most beautiful scenery.
But you're on at breakfast time.
Yes, we went on at 9:30.
So you have breakfast, not
9:05, and then
they have music and stuff going on. At
yes,
breakfast?
A fabulous band. In fact, Fred and I ended up dancing. Garrett took a video. So we got on at 9:05, and we. Ended up 1224 in Aguas Calientes.
Is it very expensive?
It's, okay, $500 a person.
It's expensive.
Yes. However, Garrett was able to get it. They had a special, you know, you just got to keep an eye out for $350 a person. They do give you a lovely backpack for each person as
a
gift.
Nice.
And a lovely water bottle.
That's nice.
And the food is incredible.
Okay. All right. We got eight minutes, 9 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I know. That's why I was pretty good.
I'm sorry, Cindy. Well, anyway, so we went to Machu Picchu, and we were blessed with the best weather. So we went in the afternoon, and in the afternoon, there was hardly anyone there. So in our photos, it's, you know, you don't have.
This is a big tip, folks. If you're going to Machu Picchu, don't go in the morning. That's when everyone goes. Go in the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
And the difference is, of course, a lot of people do not have the access to the hotel close to it where you can do that by going in the afternoon, right?
And then remember, you do need to get a time ticket. You do need to get a guide. So it's something that you need to do your research.
Yes.
And, you know, it's not like you can just go there and go in. You cannot go in by yourself.
In the old days, you could. Not now.
No, not now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went in the afternoon. It was absolutely perfect. And then we just had, you know, the little mist of blessing,
mm-hmm.
little shower, and that was it. The next day, we went back
in the morning. Yeah.
Because we wanted to do a hike. So Garrett and Kevin did the intense hike.
When you say intense, how far did he go?
4.5 hours.
Oh, that's intense up
yeah,
in that
Machu
altitude.
Machu Picchu,
yeah,
Montana.
That's at 10,000 feet or 8,000? 8,000
Probably they were probably up at 8,000.
Okay.
And Fred and I, with our guide, we took the temple gate hike, which was not as strenuous, but still. With the altitude.
Sure, you feel it.
You feel it. I mean, you walk steps, and then you have to rest.
Yeah.
Another suggestion, be careful of mosquitoes. So Fred had, you know, that.
Oh, I wouldn't have thought of that. I thought at high altitude you wouldn't have mosquitoes.
No. So he had that zippered pants, so, you know, the weather was beautiful, so he got hot, so he unzipped his pants, and guess what? Their mosquitoes are teeny tiny.
Oh.
He's got probably about 40 bites on each leg.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And I never have heard them being mosquitoes up there before.
Yes. So wow. Be careful about that.
But you
that.
Didn't get bothered by mosquitoes?
No, because I kept my long pants on the whole time.
And long sleeve shirt. Didn't bite your face and neck?
No. Oh, no, I got one little bite right there.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay. Poor Fred.
Yeah, so.
What about Garrett?
No.
Did he get bites? No.
Oh, he did. He did get, but not as many as Fred.
Mm-hmm. Fred's tastier.
I guess. Yeah. So that hike took us almost 4 hours. Because going
do you
up.
You actually get to walk around the grounds of the, I guess they call it the temple.
Oh, yes, you do. The Citadel, yes.
Did you feel the energy? Was there special energy up there?
It's a very peaceful energy. It really is very peaceful.
That's nice.
And, you know, the Incas.
Did you have time to stop and just sit and be there and hang out?
Oh, yes, we did. We did. And, well, especially on the hike. Mm-hmm. Because we had to rest.
Yeah.
Going up. I mean, we just sat and, you know, you just rested and the views were the most
beautiful. It's layered, isn't it? There's different levels and layers of the temples and the structures, right?
Yeah, it's terraced too. And then there's some parts, of course, they'll rope off, you know, they don't want people to go to.
Mm-hmm. And is there some that are kind of feeling like they are pyramid in structure? How old are the structures?
The structures were, 15th century.
That's very old,
yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very old. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was 2 days, and by now you're already 4 days into your trip.
Yes, okay.
4 or 5 days, yeah.
So then we took the Peru Vista Dome train back.
Mm.
So that was not as fancy as the Hiram Bingham train, but still a lovely train.
Mm-hmm.
And that took 4.5 hours. So we left 4:43, and we got into Cusco at 9:30.
Wow, okay. So that's a day.
It's a long day, you know, after doing the hike and you know, visiting the ruins. It's a long day.
Now, this five-star Michelin restaurant, was that in Cusco or Lima?
Okay,
that
so
was in Lima.
So there was Central, which was in Lima, and then in the Sacred Valley, we went to another Michelin star MIL meal, and that was also again 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a lot of little plates, and the presentation and the explanation. They try to use all the native plants and herbs and vegetables. And
so it's one of those things where you have the little designer plates that are very specially done and small servings, but lots and lots of courses, right?
Yes. Yes.
You said one dish had like 16 courses?
No, this is the one restaurant, Central.
Oh, okay.
We had 16. And this is the menu on this little circular.
It's a circular menu that goes around in a circle and tiny little things like a spiral. It's very small. It's very hard to read for people who have bad eyesight.
And our guide, Wilfredo, who's Quechua, he was absolutely fabulous.
He was still your guide in Cusco, or by this time it was
everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay.
Because when we went on the Hiram Bingham train, he took like the local train.
Oh, okay.
So he met us there.
Uh-huh.
And he was our guide into Machu Picchu.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So then you're back in Cusco.
Yes.
And you're just there for a day or two?
No, then the next morning we flew back to Lima.
Wow.
And we.
How far is it from Lima to Cusco?
It is about a little over an hour flight.
Oh, not that long.
No, not that long.
Yeah.
And we stayed for 2 nights at the Belmond Miraflores.
In Lima.
In Miraflores. So, you know, where the Marriott is, it's just a little farther down, closer to Barranco, which is the artsy district.
And what kind of restaurant is the Belmondo?
No, the Belmond is a hotel.
Yeah, what kind of hotel is the Belmond?
It is a very, very nice hotel. It's part of the, you know, the Platinum American Express card, the fine hotels and resorts. So it comes with the upgrade if available, fabulous breakfast, Wi-Fi, and also they upgraded, so our room, Cindy, had a bathtub that Fred said would take 380 gallons of water to
fill.
It was
big.
It was huge. You saw the picture.
Yes, okay. I did. It was huge. Yeah.
We had a sauna, our own sauna room.
Wow.
And it was huge.
Sounds huge. It was amazing.
It was incredible.
And you got in there what time? You got in there late.
So we got in there, let's see, so we got in there on Thursday, about 11:30.
Oh, not bad, in the morning.
Yeah, in the morning.
Oh, good, so you had that time there.
And then we had a beautiful lunch at Rosa Nautica, which
is... In the hotel?
No, which is a restaurant that's... There's a pier going out, and it's like right on the water.
Oh, how nice.
So you're on the same, like... It's so far out that you see the surfers and you're in the...
Oh, how amazing.
Yeah, they're like right next to you practically.
Oh, I love that.
And
Mexican food, or what we call Mexican food?
No.
What kind of food?
Well, Peruvian, South American, mm-hmm. and the seafood is the freshest seafood you can get. And the pisco sours are perfectly made. And they give you a rose for each lady that leaves, so you get a red rose. So that was really nice. That was actually our Thanksgiving day.
Oh, so you had a very nice Thanksgiving meal down there.
Yes, yeah. And then the hotel had a Thanksgiving buffet.
Aww.
However, after having that huge lunch, we didn't have room for dinner. However, we went into the restaurant and... They have the most incredible bartenders. They're artists. I can't call them bartenders. Yeah. You know, artists. And so, you know, the guy sat there and she made these drinks. I mean, works of art.
Amazing.
And so then she brought me a drink that was made with some kind of hibiscus powder.
Unbelievable. You know, this sounds like an amazing trip, and I have to say, Garrett really went all out on this thing. I mean, this is like not your typical trip to Peru at all. It's a 5-star trip to Peru.
It was, and I must say, I would suggest people if this is on your bucket list, you know, it is one of the 7 new wonders of the world. In 2007.
I hadn't heard there's new wonders of the world, huh?
Yes. Well, because, you know, the original 7 wonders, right. A lot of them are, you know, ruined. They're dilapidated. So the 7 wonders of the world is the Great Wall of China, Taj Mahal, Petra Jordan, the Colosseum in Rome, Christ the Redeemer statue in Rio de Janeiro, Chichen Itza, Mexico, and Machu Picchu. Now, at 64, this, you know, with the altitude and, you know, go, it's exhausting, really.
I kind of wondered about that, and it was, you did have a rather intensive schedule.
Yes.
And of course, Garrett has a lot of energy, so he doesn't mind, but you did it.
He's half my age, so.
Oh, well, you know what? I love your trips. I never get to do things like this myself. So I'm always very, very excited when I get to hear your fabulous adventures. I mean, really, truly, I always thank you because you come up with the most amazing trips. In 10 minutes, 10 seconds, what's your next trip?
Oh, I'm leaving December 19th. I'm doing San Juan, Puerto Rico 7-day Caribbean cruise on Celebrity for Christmas.
We love you.